Kavra is such an incredible schus to be together. Kavra schus especially have to welcome back, not back home. You know, you came from home for a visit to be with your mishpachas for Yantiv, which is very special. Halavai, we still have time that we should all be back home before Yantiv, Bez Hashem. But to have all the Heilige Talmidim, Meret Yisrael, such nachas, some of the Kavra we've had a chance to already talk, Meret Hashem, over the next week. Here for each and every one of you, and I can't express how much nachas I have. And it's just to be together, to learn together, to grow together, to prepare for Shabbos Kodesh together, to prepare for Yom Tov together. Before anything else, I just have to give Hakaras HaTov to the Rabbi Nishalom. Emes, that I'm able to be here to give Shir tonight. If the Chever noticed, I sent out a lot later than usual the times today, because really all day I had no idea what's going to be with Shir tonight, even though I very much wanted to give Shir tonight. And the last night already at around 5 o'clock, I started having very serious pain in my whole abdomen. I continued all night till I went to sleep, and then woke up, and it moved all the way to the right side, which, Googling and reading what it meant, pretty clear that it was potentially appendicitis. And so I was still hoping it would just daven shachris and hope it moves away. And I gave shir this morning and it didn't. Wow. And Mordechai, come. Mordechai went to the doctor, sent me for a CAT scan, and at the end of the day, maybe she decided I should have appendicitis. And then spoke to the surgeon around 7:30 tonight. So he's like, "We're gonna do the surgery tomorrow, but you have to go to the hospital as soon as you can because you have to have an IV with medication, with antibiotics to make sure it doesn't rupture, chvesnesh, whatever." So I said, "Okay, but what does right away mean?" He says, "As soon as you can." I said, "How about 1 o'clock in the morning?" He's like, "What are you talking about?" So I said, "Well, I give shir." Yashir and Lada Chever back from Eretz Yisrael. Says, "Okay, just be there by one." So, Baruch Hashem, the Eibishter allowed me to be here, but Eretz Hashem and Shul will go well. Gonna have to go straight to the hospital, so we're actually gonna end around 12 tonight. So that, maybe around 12 tonight. We'll see how it goes. The Eibishter decides these things. But really, it's such a mamish. I've tried, MS, throughout the day, I didn't know what was gonna be, and Hayidul Hashem Kito, if he's very good, and Mirtz Hashem, she will be good, and Mirtz Hashem, of good news tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, and Refuos and Yeshuos, Bez Hashem is Baruch. I'm good also, when I'm sitting, I'm okay. So, I don't know. Some people said they get it much worse when you have this. Maybe it's just a gift, so I could give Shir, we'll see. Last night was very painful. I don't know if I would be able to do this. So I want to start with a little chizik to the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. We're all Bnei Eretz Yisrael, but those that just got back from Eretz Yisrael, which is a chizik to all of us. Halavai, those of us who haven't been in Eretz Yisrael recently should need the same chizik. Now, because when you're in Eretz Yisrael, and a lot of us were there a few weeks ago together, it feels like yesterday. So mamish, it's so much easier to feel the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a lot more conducive to feel ruchnius. You come back to Chutz Laaretz, maybe for today it's exciting to get some good food to see your family. Hopefully those of you that have been home a few days, or been back a few days, let me say, are already aching to get back to Eretz Yisrael. Of course, it's beautiful to be with your mishpacha for Yom Tov. But I was thinking about it yesterday. At one time, a few years ago, I was supposed to go to Eretz Yisrael for a Shabbos, together with Mishpacha, the whole story. I'm not going to get into all the details right now. Why? Just to go. I was leaving here Thursday night, Memorial Day weekend. Supposed to be there, get in Friday morning, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday. And I was going with a Mishpacha, with a Talmud, with his father. We're supposed to leave on a 6 p.m. flight. And I was packed. I'm at the door waiting. They said they're picking me up. 4:30, I don't know, whatever time, 4 o'clock, I don't remember what time it was. They're picking me up, I'm going to the airport. I'm packed with my bags, with everything. And I get a phone call that we're not going. Something happened, whatever, it doesn't matter. And they said, you could go. They told me, no, we can't go. If you want to go, you could go. Everything's paid for. The hotel, the flight, everything's paid for. They couldn't even get back the money. It was last minute, whatever it was. Everything's paid for. You go. But they couldn't go. And the MS was, I wasn't going to go without them. And also, the reason they couldn't go, I felt it very important that I would be here to help out, whatever it was. It doesn't matter. So I didn't go. And remember that Thursday, it was the pumfa carrot of tonight. That Thursday night, I already sent out that there's no sure Thursday night because I was supposed to be on a plane. And then the one milo of not going to our stroll was that we ended up having shir, and everyone was confused what was going on. Okay, so we ended up having shir Thursday night. But I remember that Lel Shabbos, my mom was full of, I was full of pain, full of sadness. One of my highlights of always being in Eretz Yisrael, and all of our highlights, is just being by the Kaisel Lel Shabbos. The Davin, a very special minion. Many of you have Davined with me there in the corner, which was Rav Shlomo's minion years ago. But Rav Nachum now. Badal Chaim. And it's like mamish the highlight of my life. I get chizik from that Friday night davening that takes me through until I get back there, you know? I remember Lel Shabbos, I'm thinking I'm going to daven in one of the shuls here, you know what I'm talking about, Chaver. Let's just say it as it is, you know? I'm like, really? And so Shmuel, I said, Shmuel, if I'm here, let's at least this tonight put together a minion that we should have here. We'll make a labor dicker minion. A Karbach minion, we'll do it right so that we can have a nice Kabbal Shabbos, you know. So he puts together, he gets some chevra, gets. And I was davening for the Amud. I remember in the middle of davening, I started mamish, just I lost it emotionally. That I was picturing myself at the Kaisel where I was supposed to be in my mind, and I mamish, I just start bawling. And I look up, and you can see in the other room, in my living room, we were davening, I have this painting over the fireplace, and I looked up, and I saw the painting. The painting itself is a whole story. How I got this painting from some like yeshuv near Meron, because I saw this painting in the Chumos place at the bottom of Chumos Uri, what is it called, whatever that is. You know, at the bottom of Rav Shimon? Chumos Shalom? What is it? Whatever it is. The Chumos place had this painting. I tried to buy it off them. They wouldn't sell it to me. So then they told me about the artist who lived like a few minutes away in some yeshuv. We called them up. We got there. Went to the artist's house. Bought this painting. Ended up with Nisim that I did that because that was Erev Yom Kippur. Ended up leaving my tefillin in by Reb Shimon. Realized an hour before we got back to Yerushalayim, and it's Erev Yom Kippur, and I couldn't go back, obviously. And so, who do I know by Meron that could get my tefillin? Plus, they're cleaning up for. I thought I'd never see my tefillin again. I didn't even have my name on these tefillin; it just had initials. So I called the artist. The artist said the husband in the morning found my tefillin. Somehow got them to Yerushalayim next day, but someone had to pick them up within minutes or I'd never see them again, they said. Mamish, I can't make this up. So Rav Yol's son went on his bike and Shulti went and met this guy and like 2 hours before Yom Kippur, I have my tefillin. It was crazy. It was nuts. Anyways, the painting, you can see over the fireplace. So I look up and I see this painting. And besides for the beautiful painting, the beautiful artwork, it says, Bechol makom shenefalta yisham. Wherever in this world you fall, maybe we all know this word from taken from Lukti Maran in the beautiful song. Wherever you fall, wherever you find yourself, wherever you fall, so you think the Eibishter's not right here in Cedarhurst? You think the Eibishter's not in Woodmere and Lawrence and Queens and even in Miami during Pesach or Arizona? Or Orlando, wherever the chev is going to be. Nimso etcha Hashem Yisbarach. Nimso etcha Hashem Yisbarach. B'chol mokom shenafal tzisham. And remember, I was in the middle of davening and yearning to be by Kosel, and I saw this, I looked up and saw this, and it was the biggest chizik in the world. I said, who am I kidding? Yes, it's true, it's easier to feel, and we love Yerushalayim, and love Eretz Yisrael, and we should be there, and that's our homeland. But the Eibishter is not here as well. It's up to courses. The Eibishter is not here as well. And we have to believe that, and we have to know that. The Eibishter is by our side every moment. And he's right here. And guess what? The same exact svarim that you have in yeshiva, whatever the yeshiva you were just in, they're the same svarim we learn here. And the same siddurim that we have here. And Shabbos Kodesh. So don't forget that. Nim tzidcha Hashem Yisbarach. Throughout this whole time, until each and every one of us gets back home to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, b'chol makom yinafal tzidcham, nim tzidcha Hashem Yisbarach. If you start to feel yourself a little bit slipping, just remember that line. You get right back up. The Eibishter is by your side. Baruch Hashem, we should feel it every moment.
Amen.
All right, let's learn. So I know a lot of the chevron is going away next week. I said tonight we have to start preparing for Pesach together. Hopefully a lot of us started preparing for Pesach. Shol Shem Yom Kodem L'Chag is supposed to, or Purim is supposed to start preparing for Pesach. But together here, you know, we're all preparing for Pesach in some way, because before Pesach, we all have to get rid of our chametz. And a lot of our mothers and fathers and ourselves and whoever it is, if we're, especially if we're in our own homes for Pesach, the cleaning has already begun. To rid ourselves of chametz. When it comes to chametz, it's as intense as could be. We go so far when it comes to chametz. Not only we're not allowed to eat chametz, we're not allowed to drink chametz, we're not allowed to get hana from chametz, we're not allowed to benefit from chametz. Can't feed it to our animals. Bal yirah bal yimatzi, you can't own chametz. Chametz is also b'mashu. All year long, we know batel b'shishim. We know a little bit of milk falls into our cholent. It's fine. Batel comes chametz. Aser b'mashu, a drop of chametz, the whole entire thing is not kosher. Gotta get rid of the whole thing. We have chumras of kidneys. Kidneys is not chametz. Kidneys is 100% not chametz. That's why Svardim, it's not that Svardim are makel. Svardim is dikra halacha. We're machmir for various reasons. Some of us learned to do halacha together a couple of years ago, maybe you remember. But kidneys, gebrochs, were choshesh. Maybe a drop of flour didn't come in contact with the water. Again, there's other reasons perhaps. I don't know how many of a whole gebrochs. Not but chumra upon chumra. And we clean our houses like crazy. And then we do bedikas chametz and beer chametz. And not only do we have to do tashbizu through beer, we're going to do tashbizu through bittel. And we do bittel at night. And then bittel nacha bittel in the morning. You ever think about how we're mamash out of our minds with chametz? So many levels of isurim. So many chumras upon chumras. Why do we go so far? Like nothing else. Pork? You want to own pork? You could own pork. You want to sell pork to a non-Jew? Sell it to a non-Jew. You want to give it to your animal? Give it to your animal, pork. Chametz? We stay as far away as possible. Like no other Isser. So obviously all the Sfarim tell us. All the Sfarim say the same thing. And you don't need the Sfarim, HaKadoshim, the later Sfarim to tell us this. Because it's a Beferish Gemara, with Pirush Rashi and Brachos Yudzayim. So let's start there. We could quote Zohars. We'll quote some Zohars also. But let's. But Lemaisa, when it's a Beferish Gemara, you got to start from the source. You think Rav Shimon's based on? Shimon's based. What do you Pidi Misatayr is based on? Gemara in Brachos. Dav Yud Zayin Amal Alaf. Says Rav Alexandri Basu Damatzli Amar Hachi. Rav Alexandri, after you daven, would say the following. Ribbono Olam and Master of the Universe. Galoy v'yadul fenecha shirtzoneinu lasos shirtzoncha. It's revealed that we want to do your will. We want to do what's right. I want to daven. I want to learn. I want to have Shemir Sinayim. I want to have Shabbos Kodesh, a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh. I want to not speak Lashon Hara. I want to get along with my family, with my siblings, with my parents. I'm so aching to get along with my parents nicely. Umima Akev, what holds us back? Sor Shavisa Vishibat Galios. So Shibat Galios means sometimes in history, Baruch Hashem, not here in America these days, there's Shibat Galios. There's a Malchus that tells us I can't serve God properly. Yivanim, the Nazis, Shibat Galios. Baruch Hashem, we could say, B'lian Har, we shouldn't know from such, even though the Makoimas that still do. But what did he say before that? Sor Shavisa. What's Sor Shavisa? Chametz! Chametz holds me back from serving you. This is a Gemara. This is a Beferish Gemara, Bracha Yizayin. Chametz holds me back from serving you. And what does Rashi tell us that means? Because what does it mean, Chametz holds me back from serving you? Rashi says, Sar should be Isa, the leaven of the dough, is Yetzer Hara Bilivvenu. Our Yetzer Hara in our hearts. If the Chametz represents, and we're going to have to talk about tonight how and what that means exactly, but the Chametz represents the Yetzer Hara. The Zohar says this explicitly, that's Pirush Rashi on the Gemara, but if you want to hear from Reb Shimon, he says it in many places, in a few different places. We'll just read one of them right now in Rai Mehemna. The Razo Kimna Ben Chamitu Matza B'Kama Duchdi is what? The explanation, the deeper explanation of Chamitu Matza
in many different places, da yetzer ra v'da yetzer tov. That the chametz is the yetzer hara, and the matzah is the yetzer tov. Again, there are many places I could read you from now, but I promised my wife we wouldn't go too long, and we sort of already did that we could get to the hospital. So l'maisa. But we see in the Zohar, we see the Beferish in the Gemara, Pirush Rashi, that chametz represents the yetzer hara. We'll have to understand how, and we will. The chametz represents the yetzer hara, and therefore the Eibishter is telling us this time of year, as we enter into Chag HaEmunah, Chag HaPesach, the Chag where we become a nation, first and foremost, cleanse yourself from the yetzer hara. Sur Meira, purify yourself. We had Parshas Para to remind us to purify ourselves specifically before this Yontif. We don't find this by other Yontifim in the same way, because we're becoming a nation. We have to start off in the right way. We have to mekadesh ourselves. A chasen, we see we have a few chasonim. Shana Rishona, Charlie, Michal, we have chasonim. We Baruch Hashem made a chasen last week. And under the chuppah, the Rebbe, the Astor Kalshina Rebbe, my Rav, David Spiegel, Shlita, he looked at the chasen and Kal, he says, right now is Yom Kippur for you. Right now is Yom Kippur for you. It's Yom Kippur. They have to have Yom Kippur now, because they have to cleanse themselves, be mitar themselves before they enter into this new world, a new creation of marriage. So we're going to become a nation again. We have to purify ourselves first and rid ourselves of the yetzer hara, and that's what the chametz represents. If the emes, the chidah brings down their seven chumras when it comes to chametz. He says bedika, chipus, b'chayim, stoikim. They have to check in every little hole. Bittel, that you have to do bittel even though you did beer. Sreifa, they have to, that we burn it even though we can get rid of it in other ways. Valyira, Valyimatze, separates those, is owning chametz, seeing chametz, finding chametz. And then it's Asr B'mashu, like we spoke about, seven different chumras. He says it's seven chumras, keneged the seven shemos, and the Gemara Tzuka said that the Yetara has seven names. So we have seven chumras. So Avoida of Pesach then, is to completely rid ourselves of the yetzer hara. The avodah of Pesach, to purify ourselves, to mekadesh ourselves in the deepest of ways. And sometimes we think that's so hard. Let's be real. It's a lot easier to learn a little bit more Torah. It's a lot easier to say I'm going to learn another half hour, another hour. It's a lot easier to work on my davening, to be mekadesh my tov. Come. It's a lot easier to work on what I'm doing good. It's a lot more exciting. It's a lot more enjoyable. The yetzer hara that each and every one of us have, and we all have our personal yetzer hara. That yetzer hara, whether it's Shmir Sinayim, which is very, very difficult in our day and age more than ever. We've spoken about that. If you haven't heard me speak about that, that means we've never met before. So Shalom Aleichem. When it comes to Atzlus, comes to Taivas Mamon, let's be real, especially all of us that grew up in these communities where materialism and wealth, even if we don't think we have Taivas Mamon, we have Taivas Mamon. Much more than we should. It's hard. It's hard not to. The Yetzer is very, very strong. And to rid ourselves completely on every single level, the emes is, we can't think of it like that. So if you think about it for a moment, if the chametz represents the yetzer hara, and matzah represents the yetzer tov, think about the words, chevra. Think about the words. They're almost exactly the same letters. Chametz and matzah, both the mem and the tzadi are in both. And ches and hey are the closest letters you can have. Think about it. What's closer than a ches and a hey? You can't be closer in words than chametz matzah. You can't tell me two words that are more closely alike if they're not the same exact words than chametz and matzah. Open. You can't tell me. What's closer? There's more chairs. What's closer than chametz and matzah? I don't know if there's a word, right? Mamish, two of the letters are exactly alike, and the one letter is different. It's the smallest difference. By the way, chametz and matzah are also the same exact thing. Right? What is it? It's flour and water. Just one of them you allow to rise a little bit longer. the same exact ingredients. They're so close. The difference between chametz and matzah, the word is the difference between the ches and the hay, which is a drop of an opening. That's it. The difference between chametz and matzah in makeup, in ingredients, it's the same ingredients. It's just you leave it a little bit longer. You bake it within 18 minutes, matzah, yetzer tov. You wait 19 minutes, chametz. Ever think about that chametz? You know what it's telling you? The difference between the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara is very, very small. It's actually very, very close. We can't think of it as this big, massive difference, and it's so hard, and it's so difficult to defeat the Yetzer Hara. We can all do it. It's a slight, minute difference. That's what the Torah is telling us. We have to understand how and why, because it feels like mamash a mountain. It feels so difficult. It feels so hard, and I'm back in that environment where I've fallen before, and it's so hard. But it's hell, it's a very small difference. Ki karov elecha adavar meod. Machlekes are talking about some old tshuva. Ki karov elecha adavar meod, b'fiich ulevav chalasosa. It's karov elecha. Ki karov elecha adavar meod b'fiich. You have to believe it. You have to know it. There are guys in this room who know it. Because there are guys in this room that we could talk to that for a long time thought things were so big and so impossible and for years battled things and then had one night of chizik and were strong for 100 days. I have guys in my shir right now, seniors in Dira, seniors, not the chevra here, Baruch Hashem, I've been zeichah to learn for years and learn in Eretz Yisrael. I have seniors in DRS that could show you on their phones, their apps, that they have this app, Zach, and they could tell you that because from chizik of one day, they're already a year that they haven't fallen prey to taifa. A year. A year. You tell me if seniors in the modern day world in the five towns can be like that. You're telling me it's so impossible, the HR is so big and so strong? It's karav elecha adavar meod. You have to believe it. The difference is only a drop. We have to understand what the difference is, and we're going to suggest tonight. Because this is our avodah right now, to really be honest with ourselves. What do we need to be mitaken? And every one of us needs. In tzadik parchal yechter, I'm just speaking to myself. The chizik I need during this week, preparing for Pesach. Forget about cleaning the house. And forget about doing beer and bittel. What about cleaning your soul? Mamish, cleaning your soul. It's a lot harder than preparing physically for Pesach. It's a lot harder. Because a lot of people don't do it. But once you do it, it's easy. You have to be willing to do it. Once you do it, you could do it. You know what the Gemara in Yuma says? The Gemara in Yuma, where's the Gemara? second. I forgot to look up this Gemara, but I know the Gemara. I just like to see it inside. Okay, trust me. Oh, here it is. We all know Bola Tair Messiah. So if you come to be Matar, you come to be Matar Messiah. So you come to work on yourself, be Matar yourself, Hashem helps you. But before that, the Gemara says, it's all at the bottom of the Machasim Vez, Bola Tame Poischen Loi. If you come and you want to be involved in Tuma and Taiva, Poischen Loi. What does Poischen Loi mean? Paisgunal also seems to be, you open up and allow him to be involved in that. And you don't, Rashi says, you open up the opening, Pesach atumul ikonizbo, maspikin biyadav, emonim imenu min Hashemayim la'akvo. Hashem doesn't stop you. We've all seen that before. We've all been through that before. Abol etame, paisgunal. Hashem allows you to fall. Hashem allows us to do averas when we fall into that taiva, right? So Mefarshim asked, and I saw the Halig of Barba Shemesh and others, why is it not the same? By tar, Messiah or so. So by tuma, it's poischen lo. Well, that pashut answer, obviously, Hashem's not going to help you. He just allows you to. That's pashut pshat. But why a lashon of poiseach, like open? Opens what? So say some other lashon of allowing you. Why, what's poiseach mean? So the way the Marv Hashem, and in my own words, we could say of Marv Hashem because I'm Marv Hashemish. I'm married to Mishpacha. All my children are Mishpacha of the Marv Hashemish. The Marv Hashemish's sister, straight down to my Halig Eishes Chayil. So all my children come from the Mishpacha of the Marv Hashemish. The way I understand Marv Hashemish is that, as we just explained, the difference between the Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara, the difference between Tum and Tara is very small. The difference between a Ches and a Hey. Hey is the letter of Tshuva. Chazal explains, right, that even though it's open on the bottom and you can fall, you can get right back in. And Ches is where it's closed, where you don't have the ability to come back in. That's Tumah. That's Chametz. Matz is with the Hey. Habala Tameh, if someone comes to be Tameh, goes to give in to Taiva, Paischen Lo. Open up the Ches. Open it up a little bit. Open it up so that it should be Hey, so there should be Tshuva. And that's what each and every one of us needs to do. We need to open ourselves up. That mashu, it's karov ilecha, it's a little difference. We have to explain that little difference. We're going to explain it tonight. Maybe that's also pshat that we could explain. I saw from a sefer, Ol Shamayim, they says that's what it means. When the Arizal says, hanizar mimashu chametz. If you're nizar, if you're in a drop of chametz on Pesach, muvduch lo shelo yechda kol hashana. It's sure you won't sin the whole year. If you're nizar and chametz, now that we understand the chametz is the Yetzirah, but it's really mashu chametz, meaning you're nizar to keep that mashu, that little drop open. Meaning you keep it as what? Not chametz, but matzah. You're nizar in the mashu, in the difference. That little difference. And we're going to rid ourselves from chametz, b'machshava, b'dibur, b'maisa. B'machshava. The bittul has to be b'machshava, we have to really mean it. B'dibur, we say the bittul. Kol chamir v'chamir, d'ika b'shusi. And b'maisa, we do a beer. In every way, we get rid of our chametz. With our words, with our actions, with our thoughts. But we have to believe that it's karav elecha davmod. It's a slight difference. We have to believe in that. We have to do it. How are we going to do it? Why is it only a slight difference? It feels like the most difficult thing in the world sometimes, my taiva, sometimes my yetzara. Feels like no matter what I do, I can't defeat it. So how does Maseches Pesachim start? Arlar ba'asar baitkin as a chametz learner. The avoid of these days is baitkin as a chametz. That's what we're saying. What we're saying is Yetzirah. Shouldn't it be arlar ba'asar the night of the 14th, next Thursday night, a week from tonight, right tonight? Mirtz Shem will have shir afterwards, whoever's still in this state. I mean, hopefully we'll all be zaychem bir shalayim or kodesh, but if we're not and we're in the five towns, we'll have shir that. Some people have actually reached out already. We're going to have shir next Thursday night. I'm like, Vad, it's Thursday night. What do you mean? If we have shir tonight when I'm going to the hospital in minutes for appendicitis, we could have shir next Thursday night. It's all good, you know? Mir Tashem. The question is Matzah Shabbos. I'm supposed to be giving a woman shir. This is Matzah Shabbos. Everything has to work out with the recovery. Yeah, that's Hashem. Figured it out. Anyways. Orlar ba'asar boitkin as chametz. What do you mean boitkin as chametz? Check the chametz? It should be Orla. Ever think about this, Chavra? Orla Boston, that is the morning. Boydkin es a bias.
lechametz. You don't check the chametz. You're boidek, you check your house. What does it mean, boidkin as a chametz? It should be boidkin as a bias. Come. Right? What's pshat? You hear this? What's pshat? Orla basar. Boidkin as a chametz. Should be orla basar and boidkin as a bias. Lechametz. Lamel Chil, you hear this? You don't learn Pesachim now. I don't know Neri Yisrael. I'd like to hear what they have to say. This is an important shayla. I was with your Meshkiach yesterday, but I was talking about you. Anyways, Lameisa. Emes. Rebbe showed up in DRS yesterday.
I heard.
What's Pshat? I saw a tremendous idea. We'll introduce it with a little bit of a story. The Rishacha Doiva bells. The bells are Rebbe Zechatat HaKosh Vracha. He used to say the following mashal to his chassidim to explain this. He would say that there were two merchants and they traveled afar to sell whatever product it was. And they sold their product and made a tremendous killing. They made a tremendous amount of money. Chvesnish, I don't know, gloves at the beginning of Corona, you know, like they ripped off the world, okay? And they made big time money. And they're traveling back. And they wanted to rest a little bit. They were tired. And they were by a tree. And they had a sack full of money. Mamish, all their money in this sack. They looked around. They saw nobody there. They saw a bunch, like all these cattle on the side. A bunch of cattle, but nobody there. So they took their sack. They tied it up to the tree. They thought they're good. Nobody's looking. Nobody, nothing. And they took a nap. They wake up from the nap. And they see their sack there, they take it, and they go on their way. Little did they know, when they were sleeping, you see, if there's a flock, if there's cattle, flock of sheep, that means there's a shepherd. And they didn't see the shepherd, but the shepherd had to be there. And the shepherd was watching them and saw when they went to sleep, and went up to see what this bag was, and saw all this money, took all the money, filled it with chvesdish, like a manure, so it still was heavy. They went on their way, they didn't even check right away. They get to their town, they open it up, and they're pretty surprised. Their whole fortune was gone. Nothing for them to do. Comes the bells of Rabbi Zechazad HaKosh Vracha. And he said to his chassidim, the Eibishter put us into this world. Put us in this world to grab treasures. Torah, and mitzvahs, and mice, and toivim. And then we get distracted. And we see taiva, we see gashmis. We see something that's exciting to our eyes. And we see echvesnisht. We see money. And fame. Materialism, luxuries. Echvesnisht, whatever does it for you. Whatever the taivas is. See our bed for a little longer than we should. Whatever it might be. And we look at that and we think it's innocent. We think, okay, no big deal. It's just a little bit of a time well spent and enjoyed. We don't realize there's taiva, there's gashmis, there's a baal, there's also the shepherd. And that's the Yetzihara. That's the Yetzihara, and we're not seeing it as that, and we have to understand it is the Yetzihara. We have to believe that it is the Yetzihara. And not think, God, I see sheep, no big deal, so I can go to sleep and I can enjoy it. And then you lose out to the lowest of places. Like those two merchants. Orlar ba'aser boidkin as a chametz. You know what that means? Orlar ba'aser, again, if we're saying chametz is the Yetzirah, we have to check into and examine the Yetzirah. We have to be honest with ourselves to find the Yetzirah. We have to look and find what are we doing that's actually Yetzirah and not just some enjoyable activity and not something that's not a big deal. We have to search the Yetzirah itself and understand the Yetzirah. Must recognize what it is. And that's when it'll be easy to get rid of it. When we realize what the Yetzirah is. And realize what we're doing is Yetzirah. What is Yetzirah? You know Yetzirah, many Mefarshim bring this out. I'm sure some of you have seen this. As we said before, Chametz and Matzah, it's all the same exact ingredients. You have matzah, it's flour and water. You have a beautiful, tomorrow night we're going to have delicious challah, and it's, what is it? Flour and water. But the difference is the flour and water in the chametz is left to rise up and look exciting and look delicious. If you break it down to its core, what is it? If you break down the delicious challah to its core, it's flour and water, just like the matzah. That's what the Yetzer Hara comes and it takes things in our life and bloats it up and makes it look exciting. When it's nothingness, it's nothing. I'm looking at a screen and there's nothing there. It's mamish nothingness that's exciting me. Think about it. Green pieces of paper excite me. It's nothing. A car, what is it? It's metal, it's nothing. The things that are exciting in our life, it's nothingness. Torah, nechamad mizavu mipazrav mesuka midvash. Sweetest thing in the world. Nothing sweeter. If I realized this, if I just knew what the Yetzer Hara was, if I baked into the chametz, if I checked into the Yetzer Hara to understand the Yetzer Hara in my life, to understand how it's mamish nothingness, then it'll be so easy to walk away. We carve a lechad of meod. It's a slight difference. In other words, it's so similar, it just bloats it up and makes the nothingness so exciting. So we're supposed to do bittel. You know what bittel is? You ever think about bittel for a moment, chevra? We've all been there on Erev Pesach and done together with our parents and done B'dikas Chametz, and we say, I'm usually our father's Kol Chamir V'Chamiyah, Dika B'Shusi, and maybe translate it in English, and then we also by the Sreifa, by the burning, Kol Chamir V'Chamiyah, Dika B'Shusi, whoever wants to come burn, we make always a nice burning over here with singing and dancing, you know, like Boy Merdik, because we're getting rid of the Yitzhar, it's exciting, we should be dancing. Next Friday, Mir Tashem, we'll let the chevra know. You ever think about bittel? Is bittel real? What is bittel? To nullify. Imagine, nullify. I'm going to say right here. Chlepis, we have this. Oh. I'm not supposed to do this. I'm not eating it. I'm just getting up. You have this chicken over here. You have this chicken. Imagine right now I say, this is ka'afra da'ara. It's hefker. It's bittel. It's right here. It's still delicious. What did I do? I understand halachically I have the ability to make something hefker and to say that it's ownerless, but lemaisa, it's right there. What is bittel really doing? What is bittel really doing? So I saw it from the Chiddush HaRim, but I saw it from the Sfas Emes as well. I'll read it to you from the Sfas Emes. And by Chametz is lo yirah lecha, there's bal yirah, you're not allowed to see it. We also have lo yirah lecha by erva, lo yirah lecha by erva's davar. Parshas Kiseitze. Just like you shouldn't see the chametz, which we're saying is Yitzhara, we shouldn't see erva, taiva, our biggest taivas. So listen to this very short Sfas Emes. Pirish lo yirilcha. You know what it means you shouldn't see it? Batal belivka. You should be mevatal in your heart. It doesn't mean not see. You should nullify it. But what does that mean to nullify it? It's still there. Listen to what he says. What does it mean? Shelo yira b'cha, and this is by Erev Stover, but the same is by Lo yira by Chametz. Shelo yia chashav be'enei ha'adam. Shouldn't be chashav in your eyes. Be'en chanami, it's here. But you know what it is when I say it's ka'af v'da'ara, when I say it's like dust, when it's hefker, it means it's meaningless to me. It means it's nothingness to me. It's, yes, it's here. Yeah, there's pornography on the computer also, but it's nothingness to me. It's nothing. Yeah, people have big luxuries and exciting and a lot of money in their bank account. Big deal. It's nothing to me. It's nothing to me. It's not chashiv to me. I realize it's nothing. I realize it's emptiness. It's bloated nothingness. And he goes on, kishenimas beinav. It's disgusting even in my eyes. That's what it is, bittel. To make it meaningless and disgusting. I can't even bring myself to look at that. It's nothingness. I can't bring myself to appreciate and want to have taiva to show off to the world. It's nothingness. Empty respect. You know what? Covenant's world, and we saw it a couple weeks ago, even though we saw it always. You know, was there anyone greater in the world than Reb Chaim Kanievsky? Was there anyone greater? Did anyone have more covenant in the world than Reb Chaim Kanievsky? Was anyone in the world that was looked up to more than Reb Chaim Kanievsky? Was anyone? You tell me who's going to have 800,000 people at their Levaya. The world stopped. in every world. Yeshivish, Hasidish, modern Orthodox. No Hashkafa, no Machshava, nothing. Everybody. Did anyone not respect him as the Gadol Hadar? As the greatest person in the world that we had in our midst? Nobody. Yeah, we've all been in his apartment. I was there maybe 10, 15 times. I don't even know. I'm sure most of you, if not all of you. What do you have in there? He sat in his father's chair, this black chair that was ripped up. Remember, this Gabe made me sit in that chair a few times and daven in that chair. It was such a pacha. It's in the stipler chair, Chaim's chair, but he told me people you're supposed to, and it's a big school. I don't know. I didn't want him, but they... You saw a shtender. I don't know if you saw in Yeshiva World. Just sold for millions of dollars, a shtender. Millions. A wooden nothing shtender. If I had money, that makes sense. Who would not want a Chaim shtender, you know? What do you have? You know what he had? He had Torah, Nechamad, Mizav, Pazra, Mizugan, Zach, because everything else was worthless to him. It was Nima. So of course you become who you become, Reb Chaim. That's what Bittul is. And that's what it has to be with Ayat Tahara. To realize it's nothingness. It's not Chashiv. You know how that? You know what you have to realize? It has to be synthesized with realizing what is Chashiv. You have to realize what is Chashiv. That Torah is Nechamad, Mizav, Pazra, Mizugan, Zach. The mitzvahs is the sweetest thing in the world. I was watching before, it was Nisim Gluyim. He did Nafshi, Rabbi Aryeh Yudin. He does Varevna with his shir. Whoever knows what Varevna is. He does Varevna with his shir. And they had tonight the Heilige Chasana, the Revna Chasana. And one of the Heilige Talmidim, your cousin, I don't know if you saw this yet, Mordechai Berry. He's going by Isaac, but he's Mordechai. Mordechai Berry got up and spoke at the Revna Chasana in front of hundreds of people over there. And you know Mordechai Berry, and I'm Avin Yavin, if you know Mordechai Berry, he's talking about how Torah is the sweetest thing in the world. And he meant it. It's MS. That he got up there and said, the sweetest thing in the world is Torah. I'm Avin Yavin, you understand? So it has to be a synthesis. You want to know how to make sure that you realize the Torah is nothing and not Chashiv, and you're Mevatel in your eyes. You have to realize what is Chashiv, and it's Torah. Therefore, you can't make this up. The Bris Kunas Olam brings down. If you take the gematria of Tashbisu, which is the mitzvah of getting rid of your chametz, all that we do is under the mitzvah of Tashbisu. All of bittul and beer and bedika and all this whole entire mitzvah is from Tashbisu. What's gematria Tashbisu? 1,118. I checked this all, don't worry. 1,118, exactly gematria, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Can't make that one up. Not mine, it's from the Bris Kunas Olam. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, exactly 1,118, exactly Gematria Tashbisu. Because you want to know how to get rid of the chametz, you have to know that Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Then you could see that everything else is not chashev. Hashem is everything in my life. You know, I know Hashem is everything in your life when you're connected to Torah in the deepest of ways. Because that's how I give the Rabban Shalom a hug. When I learn Torah, like the Tanya and Perek Dalet, I give the Rabban Shalom the biggest hug in the world. So from the Chidah, that's why it is we have to do Sreifa by Chametz. Get Sreifa by Chametz, why? Halo Kedivir Eish, no Mashem. The Torah is committed to fire. So I have to take the fire, and that's how I get rid of the Chametz. I take the fire, the Chashivas of Torah, the Chashivas of Hashem in my life, and that's how I can see that all this other stuff is nothing. It's nothing. And the Torah transformed me to think like this. And when I think like this, Chevra, when I recognize and I realize that it's all nothing, when I am mevatel the Yetzirah, b'libeinu, when I realize that, it's karav elecha adav merod. It's a mashu difference. I'm right there. I could do it all. I'm not going to give in again. And I'm above it all. And we could all do this. We could be above it all. We don't have to struggle anymore. Reb Chaim's struggles were in Odaim. It was like, besides for finishing all of Bavli, Yerushalmi, Zohar, Medrash, you saw the list. It's mind-boggling every single year. And Mishnah Berurah at all. Like, should I also finish Kisvei Ari, Kisvei Ramchal? It's like, should I also finish, I don't know, I don't even know what to say. I don't know what else there is there. But that was his, you know, because he understood this in the deepest of ways. And we could all understand this. And when we understand this, we're in love with the sweetest thing in the world, with Hashem. With Torah, with mitzvos. And it doesn't mean we don't enjoy the world the way Hashem wants us to. And we can enjoy good food. And we can enjoy our family. Enjoy a beautiful yontif. Go on beautiful cholamayit tiyulim. Whatever we do. But in a way that's only connecting to the Hashem. And not as a baltaiva who's a slave to their desires. And in shibud of my whole life. I want cheres. I want the freedom of Pesach. And the freedom of Pesach is the freedom of the Yetzer Hara. And we all can get there, and we have to believe, when I'm battle the Yetzer Hara. And I realize it's not chashiv, it's nothingness. And I realize how sweet and how incredible Hashem and Torah is. As Hashem is Baruch, we should all be Zoyche. We should all be Zoyche. To be Mekayim Bittel. To be Mekayim Beer. And you'll see, you'll be the happiest person in the world. You'll feel the Cheres. You'll feel the freedom. That's what it all is, Cheres. That's what the Dal Koises are. That's what the Lechem Oini is. I don't have the time. We have to still finish in a few minutes. But, right? Lechem Oini is matzah. How many matzahs? You have three. So take the Gematria Lechem Oini. What's the Gematria Lechem Oini? Gematria Lechem Oini is 208. Three times Lechem Oini is what? 624. Exactly, Gematria Cheres. Because you have three matzahs to bring you the Cheres. What do you have? Dal Koisos? But each one's a Kois Yayin. What's Gematria of Kois Yayin? 156. But you have four Kois Yayin, not three like the matzah. So four times 156 is what? Also 624 Cheres. It's all Cheres. But what is freedom? You think you're going to get freedom just by drinking wine and eating matzah? You know how you're going to get freedom? When you rid yourself of the Yetzer Hara that keeps you a slave. And you say, I'm above it, I'm finished with it, and it's not chashiv in my life. And you connect to Torah, the most sweetest thing in the world. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. You realize Hashem is everything. You find freedom, you find happiness, you find geula, until we zeichet to ultimate geula with Mashiach Zakeinu, b'meirah b'yameinu. Amen.